Hi, Bill Tatsoulis here, Chief Operating Officer at Mira.ai. I'm going to get right to the point here, guys. Every time I talk to my peers, I've been in the education, sector for the last 30 years. I've seen it all, heard it all. I started off as an admissions rep. I've been a Chief Operating Officer. I've had an opportunity to actually, hear and feel the pain that many of you kind of go through. And the one thing that I think we can all agree on is that we continue to have the number one issue really is the engagement with a prospective and a current student, right? Those are usually our some of our pain points, right, that cause other pain points. The main issue is we're utilizing ineffective channels, right? And even for those of you that have said, hey, you know what? I'm modernizing my communication channels and so forth, right? You're starting to figure out that, wow, this is not scalable, right? And it's unmanageable. So I don't know if any of this looks familiar to you guys, right? But you may have a call center, you may have your admissions rep or your academic advisors making outbound calls. Nobody's really answering the phone anymore, right? And so, I mean, I know I don't, right? And so making more calls, right, is not going to solve the problem. And as a matter of fact, it creates a bigger problem and you just start to annoy people. Email, right? Pretty, in my opinion, is somewhat of a useless channel, right? If you see my email, personal email box, right, it's just a bunch of stuff that kind of goes in there, right? And you barely look at it. Very low open rates, right? And even if you're successful with like a call to action that you have there, usually, again, it leads with a task of you having to follow up and hopefully chase them and do something in order to get to where you need to get to have that conversation. For those of you that said, hey, you know what, we're making that jump, right? We're going to be putting in text messaging, right? We're going to have our cadence of text messaging automation that's going to occur. What happens, right? It's great. You're seeing the return, right? You're seeing some greater return on it. Only problem is now it's probably unmanageable. Right, because here's what happens, right? Your admissions rep is calling new inquiries that are coming in. They're calling aged inquiries. And now they're having to respond to text messages that are coming in. And users are quirky. Users will either respond back to you immediately, right? Or they will respond 4 hours from now or the next day. And you have to follow up on that. And you have to create a task to follow up on that. You know you have a interested prospective student, but now you have to basically chase it, right? And now you create these uncontrollable, unrealistic amount of tasks that you have to follow up on. That, quite frankly, leads to admissions rep and turnover, right? I mean, we all know, again, having been an admissions rep, right? It can get pretty tedious, right? You're reaching out, you're trying to get a hold of people. Eventually, the reason why you sign up for the job is because you want to have meaningful conversations. You want to help people basically move from point A to point B, right? You can have the greatest school in the world if nobody understands your features and benefits, right? Kind of hard for them to, for that prospective student then to make that decision, right? And so, and as I said earlier, you can bombard them with a bunch of emails and phone calls. That's just really not going to get there, right? And or at least get you there. But then, as I said earlier, right, that tedious, constant follow-up and unmanageable tasks and really not having those meaningful conversations, because admissions reps are not only dealing with like new inquiries that are coming in, right? Again, working with your age inquiries, you have an open house event that you've just launched, right? Now follow up with the ones that showed, the ones that didn't show up, let's add that to the list, right? Hey, don't forget to follow up and collect all the missing documents from the people that applied. Hey, what happened to all the people that you actually interviewed, right? That didn't apply. Where are you with that? I've seen tremendous lists, right, of either uncontacted or contacted with no next action, and it can get kind of will make you queasy when you look at that because you're wondering, wow, so much lost opportunity, right? How do you solve for it, right? And then you sit there and say, okay, I'm going to call a call center, but again, it goes back to, the first issue, right? Nobody answers the phone anymore, coupled with the fact that it costs an arm and a leg. If you're paying, anywhere between, $4 or whatever it is per cost per lead, right, for them to basically, finish their cadence, all it leads to is basically annoying prospects at the end of the day. And so then you have basically something like this, right? You know, it's just this constant stuff that's going on, really. But you know, hey, your conversion just continues to go down. How do you solve for that, right? Well, you solve it utilizing Mira. I used Mira 4 years ago. What is Mira? Mira is an engagement platform that uses AI human-like text messaging, right, to engage with your prospective students. Okay, and so I'll show you a little demo so you have a better understanding of how that works. But in short, here's what it does. It engages them, right? There's an avatar to it. It'll say, "Hey, Bill, you know, this is Mira with Mira University. You know, thanks for your interest in our text messaging automation. Would love to talk to you more about this. When's a good time for us to talk?" Right? You might say tomorrow. They may respond with tomorrow at 2 o'clock, or they may not respond at all. And there's a cadence of follow-ups that will continue to chase that individual in a meaningful and non-annoying manner. Okay. The great thing about text messaging, right, is that you almost have 100% read rate, which just naturally, you know, will give you a higher conversion rate just because your top of your funnel has increased and people have seen your message, right? And so, as I said, it'll reach out, right? It'll set up a time with you. If you say, "Hey, tomorrow at 2 o'clock," if the prospective student responds with, "Hey, tomorrow at 2 o'clock," it'll respond back, say, "Okay, great. Then I've got you set up for tomorrow at 2 o'clock." Then 10 minutes before two, Mira will also send the reminder and say, "Hey, this is Mira, you know, just following up." Again, you can call it whatever you want to call it. I'm just calling it Mira for right now. This is Mira following up, you know, about our call. Looking forward to talking to you in a few minutes, right? And then it places the call. It literally will then place the call to the user and to the rep and connect the two together, right? If the user doesn't pick up the phone, it'll say, "Hey, Bill, I just tried calling you. You know, is now still a good time?" Right? And so person might respond back, "Hey, you know, things came up. Call me at 4 o'clock today." "Great, no problem. We'll call you today at 4 o'clock. And the mirror basically will reset it, right? And make that connection at that time. The entire time, the prospective student feels like they're having a conversation with a real human being. Because the power that Mira has is, you know, you'll see AI and you'll hear AI a lot. You hear ChatGPT and so forth, right? What our AI does is it understands intent of the user and matches it up to a script that's already been pre-approved, okay? Last thing you want, right, is to have, an AI responding, responding in any way that it wants, right? And then you have compliance issues. And so so Mira basically handles all of that, right, from that perspective, because, you know, again, we do the scripting, you know, with our clients, right? And then we have the intents that basically match up to them and literally have people up and running in a week, okay? Here are the things that Mira can do, right? Schedules appointments, it does the warm call transfers, follow-up. For me, right, this is part of where my gray hair came from, you know, it was constantly chasing people to follow up, right? Don't have to do that anymore. Including document collection, right? POGs, you gotta turn in your financial documents and so forth, right? And at the end of the day, right, you know, the employee satisfaction is huge. As I was saying earlier, when people really sign up to be an admissions rep, they want to have those meaningful conversations, right? If they're just making outbound calls and it just becomes a tedious task at that point, right? You end up with high turnover rates, right? So this actually helped, not only helped my turnover rates, but it also gave me an unlimited amount of admissions reps, or at least admissions coordinators, that was able to go out and reach out to my inquiries and find the most interested ones, right, to connect them with folks so that they would have meaningful conversations with my admissions reps. Because at the end of the day, that's what Mira does, right? It helps make that connection so that the admissions reps have that meaningful conversation. You can utilize it for inbound marketing, right? Everything from QR codes to you do Facebook ads and you want to do speed to lead directly into Mira, right? And have those conversations, lead qualification, right? Some of the really cool things we've done with some of our clients is RSVP events. Those have been tremendous, right? You have an open house event, whether it be virtual or on site, doesn't matter. Mira basically will, you upload the leads, Mira will basically chase the RSVPs, send all the reminders, do all the follow-ups and the reminders. And then after the event, you would load up. Basically, we have post-campaigns, show and no-show campaigns. So again, right, reps don't have to, you don't have to task reps with that, right? Hoping that maybe that they're going to get, all, maybe call them once, right? Miro will basically handle all of that, right? So you showed up to the event. Hey, thanks for showing up, right? Would love to talk to you about your specific interest, or hey, you know, life happens, right? We know you couldn't make the event. You know, would love to talk to you more about your interests and creating those connections. I've seen some great conversations that have occurred with Mira and prospective students where the student is basically apologizing for not being able to make the event, right? And actually has time now to talk, right? And then Mira would make that connection with the admissions rep. It's been really fantastic. Have some really great things going on also from an academic advising, you know, perspective, right? And persistence efforts, you know, helping connect your academic advisors, particularly with, you know, hey, final warnings, right, for attendance issues, right, things like that. Or if you want to do, so really driving that call, because obviously it's a much more urgent scenario going on in that case. Or something as simple as, hey, just scheduling appointments, scheduling time, right, to talk to your academic advisor so that you can prepare and register for the next term, right? So variety of use cases that we basically utilized, which have been very, very successful. Be great to show you a quick little demo on how Miro works. I'm going to actually show my phone in just 1 second. So let's say I was filling out a lead form here. There we go. So I'm going to be Miro University. And let's do automation. All right. And submit. All right. So here's my phone, right? Just submitted a lead. Lead came in, speed to lead, right? I'm here with Miro University. I'm following up on your recent request for information about the text automation program. Are you available to discuss and review, you know, your program options, right? Most students probably want to know about, you know, do you have financial aid? Again, all of these scripts are customizable, right? So we customize the scripts specifically, and it speaks to your brand and the way your brand works and so forth, right? So this gives you an example of at least how Miro will understand the intent and tie it into whatever's there. Some people have financial aid, some people don't. In this case, good question, Bill, financial aid is available to those who qualify. We can review your options when we speak. When's a good time to go over it, right? I'm interested in, you know, hey, where are you located? Okay, great. They're based in San Francisco, right? You can take class from anywhere in the world. They have online classes. Wonderful. Our admissions reps can tell you more. It's now a good time to chat. You know, I may say something like, you know, how about tomorrow at 2 p.m.? Sounds good. Coordinate and get you connected with one of our reps. Expect a call tomorrow at 2 p.m. FYI, you'll be receiving a call from this number, right? And what's really great about this number, if you look up on the top here, that's the number we texted them from, so they can always call directly, and then it will ring the number that you gave us. And most people have it set up so it simultaneously rings all the admissions reps, and whoever picks it up first basically will then start speaking to that student. So as I'm excited for you, right? But then as a user, right, as a student, I forget that I'm not going to be available tomorrow, so I might say, you know, call me now. And in this case, there are two flows, by the way, calling the student first or the prospective student first and then the user, or calling the rep first and then calling user. In this case, I'm going to show you how it calls the user first, and then you'll hear a whisper.
Key to connect to our student representative.
So it basically says press any key to connect to our student representative, right?
Please press any key to connect to our student representative.
Again, you can customize what that says.
Connecting now. Please hold during the silence after the ring.
Now it's trying to get a hold of the rep. And again, this is the user to rep flow.
When you finished recording, you may hang up.
Okay, got a voicemail, right? So rep wasn't there, rep didn't answer. Hey, Bill, you know, tried to connect you, but all the reps are busy assisting others. Is there a better time for us to call you? Keep in mind, right, that if it was the other way around, if we called the rep first and the user didn't answer, right, it would be very similar. It would basically say, hi, Bill, we tried calling you. Is now a good time, right? Or do you need to reschedule? And then basically it would capture when they would be available and continue to chase after that individual, okay? So in this case, when's a better time for us to call you, right? I might say, let's say, oops. Thursday at 3 p.m. Sounds good. I'm going to coordinate it, right? Expect a call on this date, right? Again, excited for you. Thank you. All right. And basically, you know, this thing is basically has been all set up and ready to go for this rep. Oops. Let me shut this off. Okay. That gives you at least a little demo on how that works, right? And you can see, right, it connects the reps. There is another version of this. Like I said, there's a scheduler where you can actually connect your calendars. And usually, most of the time, the academic advisors utilize that to book appointments with current students and get them registered for the next term, right? Or if they're having issues or anything of that nature. So I hope this helps helps you understand how Mira works and how when you hear sort of AI engagement, right? Basically, this is what Mira can help you with, right? At the end of the day, it removes, you know, all that tedious, you know, follow-up and so forth, the gray hair that I got chasing admissions reps and folks everywhere, right, about following up, right, and ensuring that we maximize our overall conversions, right, and that we're helping basically students find the right fit within the institution that you're working at. And so we have a variety of different campaigns. So similar to the way you would launch an email campaign, think about it now, like I said earlier, 100% read rate, okay, pretty much, okay? And the prospective student will answer at the time that they feel that they're ready to answer because when they have time. If they're working, right, and you call them, they're in the middle of something. They don't have time, and you won't have time to spend with them, right? And so they're not prepared to have that conversation. But when somebody has time and they read it, right, and they want to answer, they have that time at that particular moment. So now when they say, yeah, great, let's talk, you know you're catching them at the right time. Now, again, as I was saying to you earlier, you know, having worked, you know, in the EDU space for the last 30 years, you know, I get the student journey, right, and all the different touch points that are there, everything from new lead engagement to age and database cleanup, right? It's not too late campaigns, converting incomplete applications, right? You know, depending on how you have that set up, reducing, helping your start rates, right? And going back and doing campaigns specific to people who had applied but never started school, okay? The students who apply but just haven't registered for classes yet, you know, attend orientation, okay? We've done some amazing things with, we have a component within Mira that RSVPs for open house events. It sends out, it does all the follow-up, chases it, right, to get the RSVP, then reminds them, okay, whether it be a virtual or on-site. But then the really great thing about this is the post-event campaigns, show and no-show, right? Hey, thanks for coming to our event, right? We'd love to talk to you more about your specific interest. Do you have time to talk now? If they're able to, then the call happens, right? We understand life happens, right? You weren't able to attend the event, right? You know, that type of scenario. Do you have time to talk right now, right, about your specific interests, and then basically make that connection, right? So constantly, you know, working on converting, you know, your overall, you know, inquiry base. And as I said earlier, you know, whether you're trying to increase student retention through, you know, getting appointments scheduled with academic advisors, ensuring that those calls are happening, right? If there's urgent scenarios going on, like I said, final warnings, right? Or the sort of the warning before the warning type of scenario. And then of course there's document chasing, right? And so pretty much everything across the spectrum of the student journey, you can pretty much set up Mira so that it chases it, right? Think about all the people that you interviewed with that did not apply, right? Where are those? And trust me, I've seen, right? Like I said earlier, I've seen the amounts of lists of either uncontacted or contacted with no next action. You know, if you sat down, you actually, you know, took a look at that. If you haven't, you'd be extremely surprised. And so a lot of opportunity, I think. I am 100% certain that if you're not utilizing Mira, and you actually try utilizing Mira, you'll see your conversion skyrocket. You'll see, just call me. We'll take your database, you know, old age leads, put it through, and you'll see. Almost every single one of my clients, you know, has been amazed by what we have been able to do. We're not just a technology company, right? We're a company that I've been on your end. I understand the pain points that you're dealing with, the campaigns that we've created and so forth is because I've been there and have done that. And so would love to spend some time with you. Let's set up some time together and I can walk you through that. And then more importantly, I think it'd be great if you were able to test it out. So again, I appreciate you guys taking the time out. Try to keep it brief, but you know, looks like we're 20 minutes into it. So I appreciate your time and we'll talk soon. Thanks.